The storm's first traces came in thin lines that ran along the windows of the shabby opal taxi, the invading rain's advance guard ticking off the glass. The sun had set, but dregs of watery light lingered over the German countryside, the slow approach of the heavy clouds chasing it down. Slumping untidily in the back seat, Kevin stared out at the flat scenery beyond. In his mid-40s and average in almost every aspect, his features were fixed in the too serious expression that had become his default in recent months. The grass and the trees and the occasional house passing along the roadside were ghostly impressions, barely connecting with him. Kevin drifted inside the warm bubble of the taxi's interior, rocking with the gentle motion of the vehicle. He willed his mind to stay blank, to stay rooted in this empty moment, and as far from harsh reality as possible. Hollow. That was what he wanted to be. Nothing in his mind, nothing in his heart. Nothing at all. Just to be free of everything for a while, before the hammer came down and his life continued to fall apart around him. His gaze dropped to his lap and he felt the giddy trickle of panic building behind his eyes. It came and went as a wave, washing in and out. Kevin's hands contracted into fists around the strap of his shoulder bag, the black bulk of it lying next to him, the edges of the nylon band biting into his palms as he gripped it, his knuckles whitening. His eyes flicked up to the windscreen, briefly catching sight of his dejected reflection in the rearview mirror, then down to the dashboard. The taxi cruised at a steady 70 kilometers per hour, and Kevin had a mad moment when he entertained the idea of jerking open the door and rolling out onto the hard shoulder zipping by outside. He imagined himself tumbling into the muddy ditch at the side of the road, vanishing into the undergrowth, the taxi receding into the distance as if nothing had happened. The driver misinterpreted Kevin's turn of the head and glanced up to make eye contact via the rear view. "Do not worry," he said, exposing a broad smile. "You are my last fare of the day, but you will make your flight." Wedged into the driving seat, the man was Afro-German and round like a barrel, and he radiated a good-natured joviality that rebounded completely off his passenger's morose mood. Despite the proudly displayed Ghanaian flag dangling from the mirror, the taxi driver spoke English with the characteristic pronunciation Kevin had come to associate with Plattdeutsch, the low dialect used throughout the local area of Rendsburg-Eckernförde and the greater Schleswig-Holstein region. He'd quickly learned not to bother with his limited grasp of German after his first few trips to the country. Almost every local he met spoke English with classroom precision and gave him the same tight smile that said, "Stop mangling our language. We'll do this in yours." "Was this your first visit to Germany, my friend?" "More like my last." Kevin automatically pitched down his accent a few notches, unconsciously smoothing off the edges of his native Londoner intonation. The driver's floodlight smile dimmed. "You don't find it to your taste?" He gave a grunt of bleak amusement. "No. It's the other way around, I reckon. I'm the one who's not wanted here." "Ah." The driver gave a sage nod, as if Kevin had imparted some nugget of wisdom to him, then turned his eyes back to the road as they changed lanes. The taxi shifted onto the airport approach. The ring road around the complex framing two runways connected at their northernmost points. A commuter jet lofted upward from the airstrip, running lights blinking as it rose into the hazy embrace of the heavy clouds. From the air, Flughafen Basbecker looked toy-like, with the black lines of the runways and the clumps of buildings sitting on a level disc of grassland. It rested on a rump of coastline south of the nearest town and several hours of autobahn driving east of Hamburg. One side of the airport ran down to low trees, a rocky shore and the cold waters of the Baltic Sea, over which approaching jets would make their final turn before landing.